Every Wednesday, we check in with Indiana men's soccer, and the head coach is my great friend Todd Yeagley. The second-ranked Indiana Hoosiers have wrapped up their preseason scheduling and will kick it off officially. Well, that's tomorrow, kids, the 24th day of August on a Thursday night in South Bend against the ACC's Notre Dame Fighting Irish. The two statewide rivals meet annually. But before we get to that, we've got some rear view mirror looking to do before we get ready for the regular season. First of all, we know everybody in the outside world is dealing with heat and hydration and everything else. That doesn't really change for you guys just based on the temperature. You're a pretty fit bunch and a pretty good nutrition bunch as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing, Glass, just, you know, the trainings we've shortened this week. We do go in the morning, which helps with the heat, and obviously that reverses late in the year when it's pretty darn chilly. But yeah, we've just been a little bit smarter with our training load and just our duration and intensity in the last really 3 days, and then we have good depth. So I think, you know, come Thursday night when we play Notre Dame, you know, I think we know where we can go, and if we need to get some guys off to keep things fresh, it's sometimes hard to tell how the heat affects a player until you kind of end that game. And but we won't be stubborn. We'll make some changes if need be and make sure we can keep the intensity and the fresh legs on the field.
And how does training work with playing so many exhibition matches in such a short time frame? You're not going out there for hours on end and doing everything else, but how do you balance those three exhibition games before and then try to get done what you're trying to get done off the game field? How does that work for a big time program like you guys?
It's hard, Glass. I mean, we're all in the same boat, and with soccer in particular, doesn't have any access in the summer to kind of watch some things. So I mean, with this group in particular, we have, you know, 10 new players, 11 technically, that weren't here in the last fall. So you're assessing, evaluating, and also trying to, you know, put a team out for your first game. And that's all happening at the same time. So, you know, we went from like real evaluation mode to kind of preliminary thoughts of a lineup to fast forward quick. Let's get what we feel at this point is the best, you know, group of guys to get a result against Notre Dame. And then you're trying to also continue to evaluate guys you've only seen for, you know, 10, 12 days of training. That's really difficult. The returning players, we have a good idea, and some of them have come back, you know, sharper, more ready to kind of move in a potential new role. But it's really the new guys. It's very challenging. So, you know, we have to continue to evaluate as we get into our training rhythm. At the same time, still stay very, you know, eyes on the prize with getting ready for the next game. So there's kind of a dual track right now we're doing, and sometimes the trainings will be kind of split based on, you know, kind of getting ready for the match and then also evaluating the rotation players and support guys.
Todd Yeagley, the head coach of the second-ranked Indiana Hoosiers, they take to the pitch tomorrow night, Thursday. Notre Dame against the Fighting Irish. I think that'll be on ESPN3 or Plus or something. You can find it on your digital platforms. Look there, and you'll find it. Louisville came to town, another ACC opponent, and the scoreboard was friendly to the Hoosiers, absolutely. The shots department, that had to be impressive as well, and a team that tried to kick you off the pitch. Well, what did you take away from that match last Friday night, buddy?
I did. I liked what I saw. That's a you know, there's some good experience in that Louisville team. They played tough opponents, so obviously this wasn't for the returning guys. Not anything new. They have a good schedule. So, you know, if we kind of had to put a line in the sand, like in early preseason, you know, readiness, I liked where we were. If you do comparisons of years past, so I think the. Some of the partnerships are gelling quick. Our returners have come back, and they're a bit sharper and more focused on what they need to do to fill the gaps of, you know, 4/5 starters that we lost. And I felt good. So, you know, you never get too high or low at this point. Certainly, even throughout the season, you gotta watch that, because although it's a short season, it's still a lot has to happen. So, but all things considered, performance, results, evaluation, we got a lot accomplished in that. And we also you know, kept our composure against the team that was kicking us a bit. And, you know, we're going to play teams that will do that. And thought we didn't lose composure. We kept discipline. We didn't do anything silly to retaliate. And that's where you can get hurt in matches. So I thought that was a good learning example for the guys to be ahead of the game with that regard.
Yeah, that's one of those you can't really replicate in the training sessions either. You know, guys squaring up to you, hey, what am I going to do? Am I going to make the right choice? I know you train for that. You train for everything. And it's great to see that that comes off. Indiana knocks off Louisville, ending the exhibition season with only one goal against. I know the minutes are a little different because of the Wright State game in week number one. Giving up one goal over three matches is never a bad thing. I know you don't get carried away with it, but what has been the key factor in the defensive setup to not allow much of anything?
Well, I think, you know, it's not just you know, the goal, it's the chances given up. And
not many. You know, not many would be the answer to that.
No, not many. That's the really good news. And so, you know, last year, you know, we got punched a little bit earlier in some games with not a lot of chances, but critical moments. We got we got laxed or didn't have the focus that we needed, and the Portland game being an example of that. And you next, you know, you got three goals against. You're just like, that didn't make sense based on the overall game. But we were poor in some key moments. I liked our focus. I liked our box defending. I liked our pressure up the field. We weren't giving teams, you know, high-end looks if they're getting chances. And if, you know, your keeper's got to make a couple saves on some restarts and maybe a couple transition moments, you feel good. It means we're being organized. You know, Joey is a big part of that. He knows exactly what he needs to get done. And Hugo has been really good for us. Gives us, again, a lot of soccer composure. You know, he's very mature in the way he plays. So we gained where we lost a really experienced Muni. Although they're a bit different skill set, we did not lose the experience component of what Hugo brings. And then I think you have a really confident BB. And then we're obviously really excited with some of these left back options we have with Alex Barber, Joel Demian, to name a few, you know, heading into the season. So I think that's the real reason that JT, being the guy now who really is in full control, he knows it's his job. He's very confident, certainly excited to lead the group. And I think that was an unstable position last year, Glass, as you know, to kind of start the year. We weren't sure, and we don't go with your goalie, it's really hard to fully instill confidence in that player if you continue to kind of go back and forth. And it's kind of what we felt we had to do last year to kind of find the best one. And I think we were able to do that, but certainly it didn't help the start the year with as much confidence a goal last year.
Todd Yeagley, our guest, head coach, Indiana men's soccer, Indiana Notre Dame tomorrow night, Thursday night, 8:30 on the – well, just check your favorite check your favorite digital components. Let's do that. What a difference a couple years makes. Every match, it seems like, is on some form now, so we can all watch, which is great. Speaking of your defense, quickly, I know Patrick McDonald had a little preseason accolades thrown his direction. How important is that combination of Jack Wagner and Patrick as well, patrolling right in front of the back four?
Their partnership developed over last year.
Boy, that was fun to watch, wasn't it?
It was. They really came together, and you know, they do complement each other well. They're really reading each other. You know, Patty's a bit more expansive in his range, and we want him to be. Jack will be more connected to the back line, more of our connecting player. But he's really pushed his attacking ideas and his range. He's starting to look for some bigger balls when appropriate, and he's doing better driving with the ball. So he tended to play a little safe, you know, a lot of last year. And then as he grew into the role, you know, we asked him to do more and he's capable. So, yeah, you feel really good about those two, not only their complementary factors, but their experience, and they're only getting better. Like, those two are not tapped out. So I think we can even get better in that role with those two and obviously other guys in the mix. So, yeah, that's another really positive sign going into this first game. Notre Dame is going to come out, you know, this is a big game for both. And, you know, we got them last year and then obviously in the spring. So it's going to be fun. It's always a tight game. Rarely do you see, you know, tons of goals in this game, and love to see if we can get several, but one will do it if that's all we need, and hopefully we can come away and get a good victory and then get home and get ready for DePaul.
I believe the last time you were up there, you were involved in a post-game pileup. Is that does my memory serve me correctly there?
That was a fun one. No overtimes now, so there's no drama like that with Ben hitting a banger with his left. Still one of my favorite goals. I didn't know he used his left.
Mainly really for standing. Drive. Mainly for
That's
standing.
That's right. That's the genetic what he got for me. But he hit a banger and, ran over the bench. We dogpiled the pictures in the locker room.
That's an all-timer.
Makes me smile. Yeah, it makes me smile every time looking at it. But, the days of overtime are not to be until obviously the postseason. So the drama needs to come from the run of play.
I like the sound of that. How important is it to start off with an opponent that you do not have to talk your squad into paying attention to? I know that's Coach Speak is always, this game is the most important game, but there are some folks on the schedule that you don't have to ask them to pay attention to twice, correct?
No, there's a natural rivalry. There's some connections with some of our guys, whether they're past teammates. There's just some intertwined connections. I think when the dangerous games are, we used to open up at Notre Dame against neutral teams at their tournament, and we'd play a good team, but maybe not one they would be familiar with. Sometimes those are tricky because maybe the next game is against your top 10 team at home. There is no one they're looking past right now. Notre Dame is on their mind, and they know how important starting off with a good performance and result would be to help our season kick off in a really nice way.
Tuesday, the 29th of August, DePaul, the Blue Demons, are in town to open the home season. That will be a very, very busy 7-day period for your Hoosiers. The Classic, the IU Credit Union Adidas Classic. I probably got the sponsors wrong. It's been called a million things over a million years. It's the Classic. It is the Labor Day weekend. Washington and Seton Hall will be in town. We'll have plenty to do next Wednesday. Safe travels. Stay hydrated. And, let's do it again on the final Wednesday of August next week, buddy. Thanks.
Sounds good. Safe class.
That's Todd Yeagley, the head coach of the Indiana men's soccer program. Your Hoosiers ranked number 2 in the preseason polls nationally, runners-up last year in the NCAA tournament, and they will turn it up to 10-plus tomorrow night in the heat in South Bend. Game time is now moved to 8:30, so be aware of that. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. It's Glass in the Afternoon on WGCL.